A high-level UN summit on Ebola has heard how a wave of panic spread when the disease gripped three West African countries simultaneously. Health Minister for Sierra Leone, Dr. Aboubakar Fofana, made the comments after saying that the country was totally unprepared for the impact of the virus.
It is new to everybody. It is new to the government, new to the people. It is new to even the doctors and the nurses that the population rely on under these circumstances. It is the first to affect more than three countries simultaneously. So you can imagine the wave of panic that is rippling across the affected countries. And it is the first in terms of the sheer magnitude, the scale of the number of people that is involved. And it is the first in terms of the number of health workers that have paid the ultimate price in recent history.
At World Health Organization's headquarters in Geneva, Guinea's Health Minister Dr. Remy Lama told how communities made things worse by turning to traditional healers when people started dying from unexplained causes in March. And Liberia's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Bernice Dahn explained how Ebola had shut down 65% of medical centers by default as staff fell sick. At the talks, the question of banning traditional burial practices which have been linked to disease transmission was ruled out. Here's the Liberian delegate, Dr. Bernice Dahn.
It's not a matter of banning it, it's a matter of behavior change. If you ban it, it could go underground and it could make things worse. So it's a matter of educating people, people understanding why things should be done right and not be done the wrong way, and they change behavior. The good thing about the current outbreak is there's a lot of community involvement. And if we are having successes today in Liberia, it is because the community members themselves are providing the kind of leadership they need to provide at a community level for behavior change.
The aim of the Geneva talks is to assess the needs of the three West African countries worst hit by Ebola. Sierra Leone's Dr. Fofana explained how he could probably count on my hand the number of ambulances the country had before the outbreak. Even worse, the outbreak was declared during the rainy season, he said. This made roads impassable and there were no burial vehicles either, the minister explained. The talks come amid news that Sierra Leone has imposed a lockdown in Kono District after a major Ebola flare-up. So far, the disease has killed 6,400 people. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.